सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So we are seeing the last chapter of Canto 3, in which we find Devahuti is praising her son, Kapil Bhagwan. And after that, whatever instruction was given by Kapil Bhagwan, she followed and she got mukti in this life. She got mukti in this life. That was also said. What Devahuti did, she practiced the concentration of mind. Practice the concentration of mind, follow the austerities, where in her own home, that aerial home, where 1,000 Gandharv girls were serving her, in the same home she did all her sadhana, and fixing mind on Kapil Bhagwan as Hari. Kapil Bhagwan as Hari. She developed Vairagya. Vairagya from sansar and Vairagya from the house also. Now, verse number 23.
Dhyayati Bhagavad Rupam Yadah Dhyana Gocharam Suta Prasanna Vadanam Samasta Vyasta Chintaya.
Dhyayati, dhyayati means meditating. Bhagavat Rupam, form of Bhagwan, Bhagavat Rup, Rup of Bhagwan. Yad as instructed by her son, Kapil Bhagwan. Dhyan Gocharam, and that was the object of meditation. Object of meditation was the form of Bhagwan. And who is this Bhagwan? Suta, her son. Her son told how to do it, all this thing. And in earlier verse, in verse number 22, you will find, तमेव ध्यायति देवम अपत्यम कपिलम हरिम। भगवान कपिल जे हरि, कपिल हरि, प्रसन्न वदनम, स्माइलिंग फेस ऑफ हरि। हाउ सी वाज मेडिटेटिंग, समस्त होल व्यस्त पार्ट चिंतया विथ हर माइंड, विथ हर माइंड सी वाज थिंकिंग अबाउट द लॉर्ड होल एंड इन पार्ट। You remember how to meditate on the form of the Lord? First we have to see the whole vigraha, and then slowly from the feet to head we have to go. Same thing is, it is samasta. Samasta means whole. Vyasta, part. Chintaya, by her mind. So she meditated on the form of the Lord, adorned with a cheerful countenance, as spoken by her son, as worth meditating upon, fixing her thoughts on the same as a whole as well as parts. Next, 24 and 25 together.
Bhakti pravaha yogena vairagyena baliyasa yukta anusthana jatena jnanena brahma hetuna vishuddhena tadatmanam atmana vishvato mukham स्वानुभूत्यातिरोभूत माया गुण विशेषणम्।
भक्ति प्रवाह योगेन विद द भक्ति प्रवाह कंटिन्यूअस भक्ति ऑफ द लॉर्ड वैराग्येन बलीयसा बलीयसा मीन वेरी स्ट्रांग वैराग्य वैराग्य फ्रॉम व्हाट वैराग्य फ्रॉम भगवान ना वैराग्य फ्रॉम संसार फ्रॉम जगत एंड हाउ वाज दैट वैराग्य बलीयसा वेरी स्ट्रांग व्हाट एल्स युक्तानुष्ठान जातेन सी परफॉर्म हर ड्यूटीज ऑल्सो युक्तानुष्ठान लाइक इन द हाउस होल्ड लाइफ वी हैव टू डू आवर ड्यूटीज हाउ वी हैव टू डू आवर ड्यूटी लाइक ए कर्मयोग युक्तानुष्ठान जातेन ज्ञानेन अगेन द वॉट एवर डिस्कोर्स कपिल भगवान गेव टू हिम द नॉलेज पार्ट ब्रह्म हेतुना मीन्स फॉर रियलाइजिंग दैट ब्रह्मन ब्रह्म हेतुना तो फोर थिंग्स ही डिड भक्ति योग स्ट्रांग वैराग्य नंबर थ्री डिड हर ड्यूटी नंबर फोर सी लिसन टू द ज्ञान ऑल्सो सो वॉट हैपन विद दिस फोर साधना विशुद्धेन तद आत्मनम आत्मना दिस बाय दिस हर आत्मना हर माइंड वॉज प्योरिफाइड एंड आत्मनम विश्वतोमुखम एंड दैट आत्मनम दैट भगवान वेरी दैट भगवान विश्वतोमुखम हुज फेस इज एवरीवेयर हुज फेस इज एवरीवेयर इज एवरीवेयर ऑल पर बड़ी विश्वतोमुखम एनी साइड यू सी भगवान इज देयर विश्वतोमुखम स्व अनुभूत्या बाय सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन सो वेन सी प्रैक्टिस ऑल दी साधना वॉट है स्व अनुभूत्या बाय सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन वॉट वॉज द फ्रूट फॉर ऑल दिस थिंग तिरोभूत डिसअपियर्ड वॉट डिसअपियर्ड माया गुण विशेषणम विशेषणम इज द डिस्टिंक्शन ऑफ द माया गुण सो ऑल नाम रूप ऑल वेंट अवे जगत ऑल बिकेम अनरियल तो सी डिड अनब्रोकन भक्ति भक्ति प्रवाह योगे न सो वॉट इज दिस सततम आई मीन द भक्ति प्रवाह तो इन भगवद गीता इट इज से सततम कीर्तयंतो माम यतश्चंत दृढ़वता नमस्तंतश्च माम भक्त्या नित्य युक्ता उपासते नित्य युक्ता मीन्स बाय माइंड कंटिन्यूसली थिंकिंग अबाउट द लॉर्ड नमस्तंस बाय बॉडी ऑल्सो डूइंग वर्क फॉर भगवान नमस्तंस कीर्तयंत बाय स्पीच सो काया वाचा मनसा इन ऑल थ्री वेज ही इज रिमेंबरिंग लॉर्ड दैट इज भक्ति प्रवाह योगे न एंड सी वॉज वेरी स्ट्रांग इन द वैराग्य हाउ वैराग्य कैन बी डेवलप्ड इफ वी स्टार्ट थिंकिंग अबाउट द लॉर्ड काया वाचा मनसा वैराग्य विल ऑटोमेटिकली हैपन नंबर वन एंड ज्ञान मार्ग यू हैव टू फाइंड आउट द शॉर्टकमिंग्स ऑफ द जगत व्हाट इज द शॉर्टकमिंग ऑफ जगत इट हैज गॉट नो सुख इट इज दुखालय नंबर वन नंबर टू इट कैन नेवर गिव मी परमानेंट सुख एंड वी ऑल वॉन्ट परमानेंट सुख सो वेन वी डू दिस विवेक डिस्क्रिमिनेशन बिटवीन द आत्मन एंड अनात्मन एंड देयर कैरेक्टरिस्टिक देयर नेचर देन वी कम टू नो कि दैट द परमानेंट सुख इज ऑल्सो अवेलेबल हियर देयर फोर आई वॉन्ट परमानेंट सुख देयर फोर आई विल डिस्टेंस माई सेल्फ फ्रॉम दुखालय डिस्टेंस फ्रॉम दुखालय अनात्मा आई विल डिस्टेंस देन द वैराग्य विल कम एंड सी एक्सेप्टेड ओनली द नेसेसिटीज ऑफ द बॉडी इन दैट स्टेट यू नीड ओनली फूड वाटर एंड क्लोदिंग दैट्स ऑल रोटी कपड़ा मकान और कुछ नहीं चाहिए एंड अदर मैटर्स ऑफ द डेली लाइफ सी रिसीव्ड स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज लीडिंग टू ब्रह्महुड बिकॉज ऑफ परफॉर्मिंग हर ड्यूटीज When she performed her duties, mind purified. She became fit for that knowledge. She received that knowledge. What happens with us? We are getting the same knowledge. Whatever Kapil Bhagwan said to Devuti, we also got the same knowledge. But we are still sitting. But the Devuti, already in the first verse, she has realized. Accordingly, she did the tapas and yog and she got liberation. She then contemplated on her own self as projected everywhere. She realized her true nature and her all coverings of Maya were removed. Same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita also. You have to turn your attention to Bhagavan. Mam ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Those who turn to me, I see that they cross sansar sagar, this maya sagar, they cross. So Devuti also crossed this sansar sagar. Covering of maya was destroyed by bhakti, vairagya, doing her duty and knowledge. Four things she did. Remember, sadhana, all sadhanas are given in these two verses. Next.
Brahmani avasthita matihi bhagavati atma sangsraye nirritta jiva apattitvat kshina klesapta nirvritihi.
Brahmani avasthita. Brahmani avasthita. Now her mind is totally abiding in Brahman. Avasthita mati. Mati means mind. Mind totally abiding in Brahman. And who is that? Bhagavati Atma Sansraye. Bhagavati, that Bhagavan or that Brahman, that Paramatma. It is one and same. Atma Sansraye, that Bhagavan is residing in all beings. As an Atma in all beings. Nibritta, she became freed. Nibritta, freed from what? Jiva apatitvat, from the unfortunate condition, jivatva. Jivhood was destroyed. She became free. And chena klesa apta, nibriti, chena klesa. Klesa means the all sorrows. All sorrows disappeared. Chin and apta nibriti. And she attained. Apta means attained. Nibriti means bliss. So all sorrows ended and she got bliss. How do you explain? When we detach from the anatma, chena klesa, no more sorrows. Apta nibriti, she got bliss. Why? Because now identified with the Atman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Therefore, she is enjoying bliss. So, her mind being now settled in Brahman, the substratum of all jiva, who is no other than the Lord, she no more thought herself as jiva, and she was rid of all afflictions and attained mukti. All afflictions means no more sorrows, no more worldly sorrows. Where sorrows are experienced? Sorrows are experienced in mind. Where is her mind? Mind is always in Bhagavan. So if the mind is in Bhagavan, you will not experience any sorrow. When the mind is Jagat and receiving the perception and response in the world, then you get joy and sorrow. So her mind is not there in Anatma, in the Jagat. Therefore, she is no more experiencing any klesa. We get a classic example of Thakur Ramakrishna. He had a cancer in his throat. So whenever he was in the waking state, he will say that this is paining, it's uncomfortable, what should I eat, what should I do, this and that. And the moment he went into samadhi, no more pain. That body pain is existing continuously, but now he's not experiencing. Why? The mind is there. Nibritta jivapati means the jivhood has ended, the ego has ended. Jivatva is a false thing. The Atman or the Paramatma or the Brahman is the reality and she experienced that. When we come to know the true nature of Atman, then Jibhav ends. Next.
Nityaruda samadhitvat paravritta guna brahma na samsmaram tadatmanam svapne drishtam ivottitah.
Nitya, nitarmas, eternal. Aruda, aruda, situated. Where situated? Samadhi. Samadhi, continuously thinking about the Lord only. Samadhi, tvat, parabrita, guna brahma. Parabrita, when the mind is there in the Bhagwan, then what will happen? Or she is freed from all the guna. Guna means maya. Sattva, rajas, tamas, guna. And the illusion, whatever is created by maya. She is freed from that. Why? Where is the mind? Mind is in Bhagwan continuously. What happens at that time? Na sasmara. Now she is no more remembering. When the mind is the Bhagwan, she is no more remembering. Tad atmanam. She is not remembering her body also. Tad atmanam. And then a beautiful example is given. Svapne drishtam iva uttita. Svapne drishtam. Like in the dream, we have got a dream body. When we come out of that dream to the waking state, that dream body is no more seen. No more seen. This concept we have seen many times. Dream number 2 to dream number 1. Now she has come out from dream number 1. So the God consciousness. Therefore the existing body is not seen. Like the dream number 2 body is not seen in dream number 1. Do you see the dream number 2 body? In dream number 1, in the Jagrat Avastha, we don't see. So when from dream number 1, one comes to the God consciousness state, what will happen? He will forget this body also. It's not seen. So formally established in the perpetual samadhi, her misapprehension about the reality of the sense object now disappeared. Now all the sense objects or anatma is unreal to her, including her body. Body is also anatma. That is unreal and it disappeared. She was no more conscious of her body, just as one forgets his dream body on awakening. So when we reach the Turiyavastha, we will forget this body also. This body. Like the sapna body we see. It is not this body which we see in the sapna, in the dream. In dream, dreamer is separate, dream body is separate, dream world is separate. So when we come out from the dream, dreamer is gone, he has become a waker. What happened to the dream world? It is gone. It is no more available in the Jagrat Avastha. So this forgetfulness of the body will happen by bhakti. He works for the Lord and not for the self-gratification. Such person will work for the Lord only. And then he merges into bliss. Now no more chance of OET to give him affliction. When his totally mind is totally merged in that Bhagwan, Paramatma or Brahman, no more affliction by the world. Next.
Taddeha paratapposhopi akrishascha yadha sambhavat babho maleira vachannaha sadhumaiva pavakaha.
Taddeha, her body. Tat, her body. Parataha posa. Parataha posa, now it is looked after by others. Api akris. Akris is not thin. Kris means thin. Akris means not thin. Although the body was looked after by others and she was helped by 1,000 Gandharva girls, they all looked after her body. But adhi sambhavat, why her body was not thin? Because there was no anxiety. Adhi anxiety. Adhi sambhavat, there was no anxiety. It is said in Hindi, chinta chita se badkar hai. Same thing, no chinta. If you don't have chinta, your body will never become thin. If you want to become thin, You don't have to do anything. Bring chinta. Bas. Bring chinta, you will become thin. You don't have to exercise or dieting and all that. Nothing is needed. You bring chinta. That will eat you up 24 hours. Then Babhau Malair Avachanna, and her body was shining. But it was covered with the dust. Malai Avachanna, body was covered with the dust. But it was shining. How? Sadhumaiva Pavaka, like a fire covered with the smoke. So you are not seeing the fire, but it is bright there. Similarly, after realization, they say, you have got what they call, your face will be glowing. It's not the glow of the artificial cream and all that. That glow is the glow of Brahman. Glow of Brahman. So it's shining. So her body, though nourished by others, Gandharv girls, did not grow lean because there was no mental agony. Though covered with the layers of dirt, it shone through it like a fire enveloped in smoke. In Ayurveda it is said, when there is anxiety, you don't become fat. This is Ayurveda says. And free of anxiety, you become healthy. So Devuti, although doing tapas, but was free of anxiety, therefore she did not become thin. And after the realization, it is the prarabdha. Prarabdha of a person takes care of the body. You don't have to put in effort. If your prarabdha is there, your food will come to you. In Vivek Chudamani, Shankaracharya ji writes, prarabdha pushyati bapu. Now I will give you a few examples. Realized person but fat, like Jad Bharat. He was not thin. Dattatreya, not thin. Rishabh Bhagwan, not thin. Devuti, not thin. They were not thin, they were not lean, because there was no anxiety in them.
Swangam tapo yogamayam muktakesam gatambaram daiva guptam na bubudhe vasudeva pravistadhi.
Swanga, swanga. Swanga means her body. Tapa yogamayam. Tapa yogamayam, full of tapa and yoga. Yoga means bhakti yoga, continuously thinking about Bhagwan and the tapa. Mukta kesam, and the hairs were loosened. Mukta kesam. Gatambaram, gatambaram, the garments of the, or the whatever she was wearing, was disarrayed. Disarrayed, but not in proper place. Deva guptam, and it was protected by the Lord. Her body was being protected by the Lord. Na bubude, she was not aware. Bubude means not aware. Vasudeva pravishta dhi. Dhi means buddhi. Why she was not aware? Because the dhi, the intellect or antahkaran was pravishta. Pravishta means entered. Where? In Vasudeva. So she was continuously thinking about the Vasudeva. Therefore, she was not aware of her own body. Her mind fully merged in Lord Vasudev, she did not perceive her own body, which was completely given up to tap and yoga and was being maintained by prarabdha. Her hairs were loose, mukta kesa, and the clothes thrown to the wind. She hardly knew that she has a body. So when one surrenders to the Lord, thereafter Lord takes care of the bhakta. In Bhagavad Gita also we find, yoga same bahamyam. Bhagwan takes care of that. Whatever you need, he will bring it. And whatever you have, he will protect it also. Next.
Evam sa kapiloktena margena yachirata param atmanam brahma nirvanam bhagavantam avapaha.
Evam das. Sa means see, Devuti. Devuti. Kapila uktena. Whatever was instruction was given by Kapil Bhagwan. Margena. Margena is path. Acharita. Acharita means soon. Very soon. Param. Param means the supreme Atmanam, supreme soul, which is named as Brahma. Or we can call it Nirvana. Nirvana means the cessation of all material existence. Bhagavantam. Bhagavantam? Bhagwan. Avapahi. It is one and same. All the three is one and same. Whether you call it Brahman or a Bhagwan. Or you call it Nirvana. Thus following the path shown by Kapil, he attained to that self who is called Paramatma or Brahman Nirvana or Bhagwan. Whatever word you want to use, you can use it. So Nirvana means no more pang. Ban means arrow. Nirvana means no arrows. No sorrows. So when three bands are not there, it is called Nirvana. One is Dukkha Ban, Mrityu Ban, and Agyan Ban. When three bands are not there, it is called Nirvana. In Hindi word, you know now one Ban, Dhanush Ban, arrow and Dhanush, bow and arrow. So Dukkha Ban, why there will not be any Dukkha Ban now? Because the realized person has got the ananda now. He is in the ananda. No dukkhavan. Mrityuvan. No mrityuvan. Why? He has become Brahman. Brahman has got no mrityu. Mrityuvan. No mrityuvan. Then agyanvan. No more ignorance is there. Knowledge is there now. Therefore agyanvan. Then dukkhavan. And Mrityuvan is not there, therefore it is called Nirvana. So thereafter, Devuti went to, it is said, Kapil Vaikuntha. She went there. And it is said that she is residing with her son, still there. So her Agyan was removed, Jeev Bhav ended, and she got realized.
तद्वीरासीत् पुन्नतमं क्षेत्रं त्रैलोकविश्रुतं नाम्ना सिद्धपदं यत्र सा संसिद्धिं उपेयुषि
तद् दैट वीरा वीरा मीन्स द डायलॉग इज गोइंग बिटवीन मैत्रीय एंड विदुर वीरा मीन्स विदुर हियर दैट ओ विदुर Asit Punyatamam. Asit was the most sacred place. Asit Punyatamam Chetram. Where she got the realization, that place become very sacred. Trailoka Visrutam. And it is known in three worlds. Known in three worlds. What is the name? Namna. By name Siddhapadam. The name of that place is Siddhapadam, where she got realization. Siddhapadam. Yatra where sa means the Devuti. Sansiddhim upeyusi, where she achieved perfection. Where she got realization. That place is called Siddhapada. And it is famous in Trilok. So where Devuti realized the supreme attainment, that place became a holy spot, famous in three worlds as Siddhapada. That place is called Siddhapada.
Tasyaha tad yoga vidutam artam martam abhut sarit srota sampravara saumya siddhidha siddhi sevita.
Tasya means Devuti. Tat yoga. Whatever yoga she did, tat yoga, vidhut martyam. Vidhut means relinquished. Martyam is the material element. So she was relinquished from the material element, from the body and all that which is perishable. Martyam abhut sarita. And is that body, martyam, this body became a river. Sarita. that body became a river. Srosam of all rivers Prabhara, and it is considered the foremost among all rivers. So her own body becomes a river. Samya, O Vidur, Siddhida, and one who goes and takes a dip there, it confers perfection. Siddha Sevita, and anybody who is desiring perfection should go there. Should go there. Where is this? This is in the Siddha Padam. O Vidur, her body purified by yoga was converted into that best of holy rivers which aids the dawn of enlightenment and which came to be resorted by many Siddha. Many Siddha go there. That place become like that, you know. Your mind will concentrate. We have got a place in CIF where Shankaracharya was born. You enter in that room, your mind will become peaceful. He was born there about 1200, 1300 years ago. That place is still there. Next.
Kapilopi Mahayogi Bhagavan Pituraasramat Mataram Samanugyapya Pragudichim Dishamyayo.
Kapilopi, Kapil Bhagavan, also Mahayogi, great yogi. Great yogi, Kapil Bhagavan, Pitur Ashramat, from the ashram of his father. That ashram where Devuti was there, where he was born, it was owned by whom? It was owned by Kardam. Pitur Ashramat, Mataram Samanubhyapya. Samanubhyapya, after taking permission from mother. So Kapil Bhagavan took permission from his mother. Pragu Dichim Disham Yayo. Yayo when he went? Which side he went? Pragu Dichim, northeast side. He went to northeast side. Who? Kapil Bhagavan. From where? From his father's aerial mansion. He took permission from his mother and went on the northeast direction. So Kapil, the divine incarnate and the great yogi, having taken permission from his mother, left his father's ashram at Bindusar and traveled toward the northeast. It is called Ishan Kon. North is called Ishan Kon. Next.
Siddhacharana Gandharvaihi Munivischayapsaroganaihi Stuyamana Samudrena Dattarhana Niketanah.
So while he was traveling to the northeast India, from the Siddhapada, then these people all prayed. Siddha, Charan, Gandharva, Munibhi, Apsaraganai, Stuyamana. Stuyamana, they prayed. They prayed while he was traveling from Siddhapada to northeast India. He was being praised. Then Samudrena Datta Arhan Niketanam. Arhan, Samudra Devata, also prayed, offered oblation, and Datta Niketanam, and gave residence also. So Kapil Bhagavan, what he did? He, from Siddhapad, he followed river Ganges and came to northeast, to the Bay of Bengal. And where the Ganga meets with the Sagar, with the ocean, Ganga Sagar, it is called Ganga Sagar. And there is a saying about Ganga Sagar. Sab Tirath Bar Bar, Ganga Sagar Ek Bar. Sab Tirath Bar Bar. You can go to the other Tirath Bar Bar. But Ganga Sagar Ek Bar. There you will find a temple of Kapil Bhagavan also. A temple of Kapil Bhagavan is there on the junctions of Ganga and Sagar. It is Tirthastan. So there he is still meditating. Next.
आस्ते योगं समास्थाय सांख्याचारय अभिष्टुतः त्रयानामपि लोकानाम उपशन्ते उपशान्ते समाहितः.
आस्ते दैट भगवान कपिल भगवान ही रिमेन्स देयर. योगम समस्थाय योगम हैविंग प्रैक्टिस द योग सांख्याचारय अभिष्टुतः ऑल द सांख्याचार all the acharya, all the teachers who came after that and taught Sankhya, abhishtutah, abhishtutah, they worship. They worshipped, and those who are at present, they are still worshipping. Trayanam api lokan, in the three worlds, in the three worlds. Upasantai, upasantai, for good of all the three worlds, samahita, and fixes dhyana. So Kapil Bhagwan is sitting there still meditating for the good of three worlds. Maa baithe hue abhi, still there. Samahita. So he continues to stay there in the perfect peace of mind, absorbed in deep meditation for the good of all three worlds. Sankhyachar continue to worship him. So Kapil Bhagwan is still sitting in the Ganga Sagar and meditating for the welfare of the all three worlds. And is being worshipped by all acharya who follow Sankhya darshan.
Etat nigaditam tata yat prishtoham tavanagha kapilasya cha samvadaha deva hutyascha pavanaha.
Etat nigaditam. Etat means this. Nigaditam, spoken. I have spoken this. Tata, O Vidur, I have told you all these things. Yat prishtoham, you ask me about this. You ask me about that Devati. Tell me the story of Devati. Tab anaga. Anaga, O Vidur, you are sinless. Sinless. Why Vidur is sinless? Unless your vasanas or sins are reduced, these questions will not come to your mind. Tell me about that Brahman and Atman. What was the dialogue between Devati and Kardam? Or Devuti and Kapil Bhagwan. Please tell me about that. Therefore, Vidur is sinless. Kapilasya sambado Devutyasya pavana. And I am told you the sambad of Kapil and Devuti, which is very purifying. Pavana is pure. Why have thus narrated to you the dear and sinless Vidur? What you asked me, namely the holy dialogue between Kapil Bhagwan and Devuti, you wanted to know. Kapil Bhagwan and Devuti, so what was his intention? Vidur's intention was to know how to reach that tattva, paramatma, by bhakti. How it is to be done? How to meditate? Whom to meditate? What are the requirements? Bhakti yoga, vairagya, and four things were there. Bhakti yoga, vairagya, jnana, and doing your duty. Four things we have to do. Then we can reach there.
Kapila muneir matam, kapila muneir matam matmayo.
Yaidam.
Yaidam anusrunoti. Yo vidhatte kapila muner matam atma yoga guhyam bhagavati kritadhi suparna ketava upalabhate bhagavat padaravindam.
Yaha, whoever, koi bhi ho, whoever, idam this anusrunoti, anusrunoti, who listens to this, anusrunoti, ya abhidhatte, or whoever expounds it. So somebody is expounding, other person is listening. Kapil Mune Matam. Kapil Mune Matam means instruction. Whatever Kapil Bhagwan has instruction has given. From chapter number 25 up to chapter 33. Kapil Mune Matam. Atma Yoga Guhyam. Atma Yoga, Dhyan Yoga. Which is very secret. Secret based Dhyan. Bhagavati Kritadhi. Kritadhi, your mind is made toward the Bhagwan. Mind fixed on Bhagwan. Who is that Bhagwan? Suparna Ketau, who has a banner of Garuda. Banner of Garuda. Garuda Dhvaja. upalabate, upalabate means he achieves Bhagavat Padar Bindam. He attains the lotus feet of Bhagavan. Ogya. So whosoever hears or teaches with the faith and bhakti this profound exposition of Kapil Bhagavan on Atman will acquire unshakable bhakti to the feet of Lord Vishnu and ultimately attain to his feet. Devuti followed and got it. We also can follow and get it in this life. So in Bhagavat Mahapuran there are 10 topics. You know, there are 10 topics. But there are 12 cantos. 12 cantos. So the topics are Sarga, Visarga, Sthan, Posan, Uti, Manvantar, Ishanukatha, Nirodha, Mukti and Ashraya. Canto 1 is Adhikari Skanda. Canto 2 is Sadhan Skanda. Canto 3 is Sarga Skanda. Canto number 4 is the next, is Visarga Skanda. It tells about the creation of Purush, and we will get discussion of Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. That is discussed in our Canto 4.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Vaiyasikyam Ashtadasa Sahasrayam Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Tritiya Skande Kapileyo Prakhane Trayatrikshodhyayah Iti Tritiya Skandha Samapta.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane. This is Mahapuran, Bhagavate Mahapuran. Who has written? Vaiyasikyam. Vaiyasikyam is written by
Vaiyasikyam.
Vaiyasikyam, written by Vedvyas. Then Ashtadasa Sahasrayam, there are 18,000 verses in that. Paramhansyam Sanghitayam, it is the book for the Paramhansa. So Paramhansa Sanghita means Mahapuran, this Bhagavat Mahapuran, which is Paramhans. Paramhans means those who can discriminate between Atma and Anatma. For them, it is the book for reveling in that. Tritiya Skandhe, third canto, Kapilopakhyane, the story of Kapil Bhagwan. Trinshodhyaya, 33rd chapter. And with that, we complete our Tritiya Skandha. So with the grace of Lord Bhagwan Radha Krishna and the blessing of the entire Guru Parampara, we could complete three cantos verse by verse, word by word. And this was actually requested by Janisa ji. Now she is in India. Then thereafter Vidya ji took over. We could complete it. And this is the last lecture. As you all know, we are moving to Minneapolis, Chinmay Ganapati, from Chinmay Yamunotri, going to Ganapati on 13th of June. After the graduation on the 12th June, on 30 June, we are going to Chinmay Ganapati.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.